Where is all this treasure and wisdom at? In us. In us. Now, if your pipe is clean between the flesh and the spirit, then you can communicate with him, and man, just like that, he'll talk to you. I am telling you this so no one will be able to deceive you with persuasive arguments. You know, today, the world will tell you, don't worry about God. He don't exist anymore. You're not supposed to talk about Jesus in the workplace. You know, I mean, you do that at church. You take Jesus to church and you leave him there. We don't want him here. Why do we have so many problems today? Because that's what we do. It's just like somebody sent me an email the other day. I don't know if this is true or not, but it really was a cute little email. It said there was a group of guys that had been out to the bar drinking and running around, carousing. They went out to get in their car to go somewhere, and a man walked up to them and started talking to them about Jesus. Ah, we ain't interested in this blankety-blank Jesus junk. He said, but you know, you need Jesus. You guys are all intoxicated. You know, you really need Jesus. They said, if Jesus goes with us, he's going to have to ride in the trunk. And so they wheeled off, went down the road just a little ways, ran into a big truck, tore the car all to pieces, killed all four of them in the car. And when they got there, somebody happened to look in the car, and the only thing on the car that wasn't damaged was the trunk. And they opened the trunk, and there's two little dozen eggs in the back of the trunk, and not one single egg was broken. Guess who was in there? God was in there. Now, you know, that's really about the way it works. You know that? Oh, God says, okay, so you don't want me nowhere, but I'll ride in the trunk. So I'm going to be in the trunk. The trunk's going to be safe. There ain't nothing going to happen back here. See, if them boys had taken Jesus with them and repented of their sins, them four boys would still be alive today. They wouldn't be dead. But that's the way we are. We're stupid. You know, we in this world are absolutely stupid. I'm telling you all these things so that no one will be able to deceive you with persuasive arguments. Don't believe them when they tell you God's not real. When he says he's not the healer anymore, he don't do miracles anymore. Don't believe that nonsense. Because let me tell you, he is very real. Verse 5 and 6. For though I am far away from you, my heart is with you. And I am very happy because you are living as you should and because of your strong faith in Christ. Now, I love that. I love this little church because the people, I'll have to say, most of the people that come to this church, even to the healing school, most of those people are a notch above a normal Christian. You know what I mean? People that come here, like yesterday at healing school, those people had listened to my teaching, some of them for years, and they were sick and afflicted, but they believed God was a healer because they know what I teach. They've listened, and they ain't coming out here unless they believe that God's going to do something. Now, every once in a while, I'll have somebody come out, you know. I mean, maybe a professor from a seminary or a preacher of another church. He'll just come out to hear what I'm going to talk about. I had one that was a pastor when I was over in Dallas. A guy heard about us, and somebody in his church got healed at our church, and he went home and told his pastor about me. So the pastor said, I'm glad your service was 2 to 4 because mine was till noon, and then we didn't start again until 7 on Sunday night. So he said, I had plenty of time to come to yours on Sunday afternoon. So he said, I thought I'll go over and see what he teaches. He said, I come the first Sunday, and I heard things I'd never heard before. And he said, I came the second Sunday, and I heard things I'd never heard before. So he said, I came the third Sunday, and he said, I thought, wow, what he's teaching is really in the book. So he had a sick woman in his church. So he went off to the side and got this woman and says, ma'am, you know, I've just learned about a powerful verse, James 5:14-15, and would it be okay if you would ask us to pray over you and heal you according to this verse? And the woman looked at it. She said, wow, I've been in the Baptist church all my life. I didn't know that was in the Bible. And she says, wow, since the Lord said that, it's there. I said, yes, I'd like for you and two or three or four of the deacons to pray over me and anoint me with oil. And since it's in the book, I believe I'll get healed. And he said, we prayed over that woman and said, she come back to church next Sunday. And that woman was healed. He said, you know what I had to do? I had to get on my face in my office and say, God, I'm sorry. Isn't that something? What does God want us to do? what he said in the book. And too many people have led us astray. I love people have strong faith in the Lord, don't you? I want to have strong faith in the Lord. And now, just as you accepted Christ Jesus as your Lord, you must continue to live in obedience to Him. Whoa, wait a minute, there's something wrong here. I was raised up in a church that once you got saved, they say, okay, you can do anything you want to after you get saved. You're okay. Once saved, always saved. But here just happens to be one place. Now, this is not the only place, but there's many places. It says that now, just as you accepted Jesus Christ as your Lord, you must continue to live in obedience to Him. You mean I got to walk with the Lord all the time? Well, I wonder if there's any things He told me that I need to get rid of. Reckon He might have put some things in this? Well, let's keep reading here. Let's see what He's saying the requirements are. Let's go on down to 7 and 8. Let your roots grow down into Him and draw up nourishment from Him, so you will grow in faith, strong and vigorous in the truth you were taught. Let your lives overflow with thanksgiving for all He has done. Let your lives overflow with thanksgiving. When's the last time you walked up to a Christian and he was just praising God? His life was overflowing. Praise the Lord. Lord, I'm so grateful. Lord, thank you. When's the last time you went with a Christian somewhere and they're driving down the road and said, Lord, thank you for that beautiful sky out there. Woo, God, I praise you for this beautiful car I got to drive. Woo, Lord, I thank you that my hand opens and closes. Oh, Lord, I thank you for my good, clear eyes. Woo, Lord, I praise you and thank you. When's the last time you rode around with a Christian that was that nutty? Last night. Praise the Lord. Now, every one of us should be like that, right? I mean, is that what God just told us?
That's right.
If He told us, why don't we obey Him? I mean, start praising and worshiping Him. The world should know that we're just nutty for Jesus, shouldn't they, Kim?
Oh, they think we're all wild.
Hey, praise. That's good, though. That's good. That's what the Lord says. Don't let anyone lead you astray with empty philosophy and high-sounding nonsense that come from human thinking and from the evil powers of this world and not from Christ. Now then, you know, if they try to tell you, well, you know, you tone it down a little bit now. You know, I mean, you're going to be okay, you know. Does that sound like nonsense from this world?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I mean, you know, and who listens to the nonsense from the world? Nearly all of us. Nearly all of us. You know, I mean, I can think of all the years I worked in the workplace and everything else. And after I learned these things, I'd walk in the place. You know, when I walk in the place, you know, I'd walk in and say, praise the Lord. Anybody here love Jesus this morning? Oh, my lands, they thought I was a nut. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. You know, something happened, I just praise the Lord. And the guys that have a problem out there somewhere, they'd come and say, Chief, we got a problem out here. I said, have you guys prayed about that yet? Not yet. I said, let's go out there and let's pray. Right out in the middle, everybody, Father, in the name of Jesus. One morning, I walked in office about 7 o'clock. I happened to be a little earlier than I normally, 6:30 or whatever it was. When I walked in, the VP was already there. He normally don't get there till 8 or 9 o'clock. But he come running down my office and said, Thurman, you know that the boilers have been down since 2 o'clock this morning and we are dead in the water. He said, we ain't had no steam. He said, the dish room's backed up. The cooking's all backed up. He said, we're in deep trouble. He said, you got to go down there and do something. I said, okay. So I went down to the boiler room and I looked at all these great big old boilers and I said, Dan, what's wrong? He said, Thurman, I have never seen anything like it. These boilers are carrying over. And he said, they empty themselves in 2 minutes and we can't get any steam, any dry steam at all. I said, Father, in the name of Jesus, show me what's wrong with the boilers. Now, that's just exactly what I did right there in the middle of the boiler room. You know, how many people do you know that do stupid things like that? Well, there ought to be a bunch of us. Father, in the name of Jesus, I know He, what does He know?
Everything.
All the wisdom. So you think He understands boilers?
Yeah.
Of course He does. I mean, He knows them better than anybody. Ain't nobody knows boilers like Jesus knows boilers. So I said, Father, in the name of Jesus, I need to know what's wrong with these things. Immediately, I heard Him say, just as clear as a bell, He said, son, your condensate is contaminated. Dump it. I said, boys, I said, jerk them valves open right there. Drain them boilers. Cut them condensate lines. I said, break them unions right there. He said, what are you talking about? I said, don't ask me no questions. Just do what I tell you. And so they started breaking the condensate lines, pouring the condensate out on the floor as it comes back. I said, now fill them boilers with fresh water and turn them on. They did, and in 15 minutes, We had dry, perfect, beautiful steam on every piece of equipment in that building. They said, how did you know? What's wrong? I said, somewhere we got something leaking that between the steam side and the water side, and we're getting some soap or something back in there. So I said, now all you got to do, we know we got dry steam. All you got to do is start going and checking, analyzing each one of those condensate returns so you find out which one's contaminated. When you find it, then find out what's wrong with it and fix it. He said, okay, we can do that. I said, okay, good. So I walked back up to my office. I hadn't been gone 20 minutes, 30 minutes, maybe at the most. The VP come running down my office. He said, Thurman, I understand you already got it fixed. I said, yeah, it was quite simple. He said, how did you fix it so fast? I said, real simple, Peppy. I just asked God, and he showed me. He said, you did what? I said, I asked the Lord Jesus. He's my king. And I said, he spoke to me and told me what's wrong with it. And so I told the boys how to fix it. I said, you said you needed it back online. I said, I work for the king. And I said, so he told me. He said, you mean you really asked God and you heard God tell you what was wrong? I said, sure. Why could I hear him so easy? My pipe's clean. I'm not living in any kind of sin. Me and the Lord are in constant communications because when I ask him something, he spoke to me just like that. I mean, I heard it just as soon as I asked him, he told me exactly what the problem was. And it fixed it. Now, all that treasure, all that wisdom, all that knowledge is right here. And it's in him. And he's in me. And if I keep my pipe clean, I can ask him for anything and he'll do it for me. That's what he said. Now then, he said, don't let anybody lead you astray with all this empty philosophy and high-sounding nonsense that comes from human thinking. You know, human thinking would be call in the best there is. Well, but let's pray about this first. Pray first. We ain't got time to pray. We got a problem. Let's fix the boilers. That's nonsense. That's human thinking. The Lord says, don't let them boil you with that. This empty philosophy and high-sounding nonsense that comes from human thinking and from the evil powers of this world and not from Christ. Because Christ told me to pray about what? Everything. That's what he said. Pray about everything. With not only prayer, but with what? With thanksgiving.
We are going to stop for today, but we will return at our next scheduled broadcast with more teaching. If you would like to have today's broadcast titled, All Wisdom and Knowledge Are in Us, in its entirety, or any other Living Savior Ministries teaching on CD or DVD, we will be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. You can contact the Living Savior Ministries at 940-242-2106. That's 940-242-2106. Or you can listen to any of the Living Savior Ministries teachings online or order them free and postpaid by going to the Living Savior Ministries website at www.tlsm.org. That's www.tlsm.org. Praise the Lord Jesus.